This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed, and therefore should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discretion, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn of through this show.
You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical, the podcast that goes beyond the tip of the iceberg to explore the elusive, extraordinary, and mystical phenomena occurring all around us all the time.
In this episode, Ren travels to Costa Rica to speak with Julia Malone, an iboga plant medicine provider.
I'm Renata Maniachi. When people speak of plant medicine in a spiritual or metaphysical context, they tend to be referring to the sacred, ritual, intentional consumption of special psychoactive and spiritually active plants and concoctions made from those plants to induce states of being and consciousness that allow us to tap into powerful, transformative energies and to facilitate great change and healing work within ourselves and the world around us. These plants and medicines and the intentional spiritual use of them is believed to go back to the beginnings of human consciousness. The term psychedelic, often used to describe these sorts of changes in consciousness, derives from Greek root words meaning mind-revealing, and was first introduced in the 1950s by psychiatrist Humphrey Osmond, a contemporary of famed philosopher, author, and veteran psychonaut Aldous Huxley. Huxley himself is credited with popularizing the term hallucinogen for these plants and substances. Over time, pop culture interpretations overtook some of the original intent and meaning within terms like psychedelic and hallucinogen, making them less effective terms for conveying the spiritual nature of the experiences. Eventually, as more respectful and thorough attention began to be given to the cultures these substances originated in and to the intentional use within sacred contexts, a group of well-known ethnobotanists and anthropologists, including Gordon Wasson, Carl Ruck, and Jonathan Ott, created and popularized the term entheogen to replace the overly clinical and seemingly only physical body-oriented focus of the older terminology. The word entheogen derives from two ancient Greek words, entheos, meaning inspired by, possessed by, or filled with the divine, and genesthai, meaning to come into being. But these terms are primarily how we in modern Western culture have discussed these sacred plants. The practitioners following the ancient traditions around the intentional use of these plants have their own words for them, and when speaking generally, many simply refer to them as sacred plant medicine. I recently traveled to Costa Rica to speak with Julia Malone, an iboga plant medicine provider, and to take part in an iboga ceremony myself. Julia Malone is a Canadian-born spiritual activator, architect, and sacred medicine provider. She's also a writer and community builder who has spent the last decade of her life helping people to transform themselves and live a more authentic and connected life. Julia has brought thousands of people to Costa Rica to experience spiritual awakenings. She is now co-facilitating awakening experiences in retreat settings with iboga and also through online classes. I met Julia through a close friend of mine who had had an iboga experience with Julia, and it had profoundly changed her life. So trusting this friend and actually having never been drawn to plant medicine myself, I found myself really feeling intuitively pulled toward this plant. I recorded this interview with Julia the day after our first iboga ceremony. So are you ready? Then let's get meta. I am here in Costa Rica today with Julia Malone.
Hi.
Hi. So Julia, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you for talking with me as well.
I always start out my questions by asking if you have a metaphysical experience that you would like to share with our listeners.
Well, interestingly enough, my first and most profound metaphysical experience of a large awakening kind was with iboga, and that was 10 years ago. I had no idea really at the time in my life, just before I experienced it, that it even existed. I didn't know anything about it. Iboga is very much related to shamanism, as the tradition that carries the medicine is a shamanic tradition. And I didn't know anything about shamans. I didn't know anything about plant medicine. But somebody had invited me to come down and check out what's going on at the center here, just for the sake of witnessing some miraculous healings and then to be able to go back and report to my network in Toronto, a network through the music industry and the architecture world. For whatever reason, it kept coming back up. And at that time, I didn't know why, but now I have a better understanding of why that came into my life.
How long ago was that?
That was 10 years ago. I was at a point in my life where I was looking for something different. I wanted to do something different. I was living and working and kind of in a little bit of this rat race, you know, of the Western world and the way that it can be sometimes. And I just didn't feel super connected and joyful. And I looked around at the people in the city and the people, my family, my communities, and I was like, man, like people could be really living a lot more. There has to be another way. And that was at a time when I actually had a whooping cough and I was experiencing bouts of depression. And so I had gotten up enough energy one day to get off my couch from resting and get down to the doctor's office. And I was sitting there inside my car and I'm looking at the doctor's office and I was like, I'm going to go in there and this guy is going to want to put me on antibiotics or antidepressants and I don't want to do either one of those. And so it was right then and there that I heard this quiet voice inside me speak up. And that voice gave me guidance that led to me reaching out to a friend that I knew in Costa Rica, who invited me to come down to Costa Rica to the Iboga House.
What about that experience once you got there? Why would you put it in the metaphysical realms?
Well, it was a calling. You know, I wasn't going around looking to try the next best plant medicine, or it wasn't something coming from an ego place. It was coming from me listening to that inner voice. And I was scared. A lot was coming up for me. I was very nervous to be just like going off on a whim to Costa Rica and hanging out with a shaman who I didn't really know what a shaman was. When I was there, I watched some other people go through an Iboga journey, and it was really powerful. There was a night and day difference between how the people were before and after. They were really much lighter and happier and very, very excited about life. And so I thought, this is really interesting. And there was a woman there who encouraged me to, if I had the opportunity to try it, to experience it while I was there. And shortly after, the shaman came up to me and he said, you know, you need help. And I said, okay. I'm like, well, will you help me? And he said, I'm going to help you help yourself. I said, okay. And so he says, I'm going to come to you in the next day and I'm going to tell you what kind of treatment I'm going to give you. I said, okay. So the next day he came and he told me that I was going to have a ceremony and a spiritual shower. And so we went and had a spiritual shower. And then following that, a few hours later, we went into ceremony. I'm sitting there in a temple space, you know, a three-sided building. There's a fire going at the end outside on the open end. And we sat in there with a few other people, and there was singing, and there was a talking aspect of it, talking about truths, universal truths of life. And then the shaman started to serve this ground-up root bark, and he was giving me spoonful after spoonful, and I was getting like, oh, man, like, what is this? And, like, he's, like, shaking, you know, rattles, and, like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, what am I doing? And so I looked down at the ground, and I saw all these cat skins and everything, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, and different, like, animal skins, like, from the jungle, and it was so far from my understanding of, you know, growing up. And I wanted to run. I really wanted to run away. But I closed my eyes, and that moment when I closed my eyes, I actually saw the shaman's face floating around kind of on the right side. And I thought in my own mind, why am I seeing this guy's face? And then he came up to me at that moment with my eyes closed and tapped me on the shoulder. And he said, Julia, open your eyes. And so I opened my eyes and he said, the reason you can see my face is I'm your guide and I'm here to guide you through this process. And I was just like, whoa, how did he know what I was thinking? And so I continued to take the medicine, eat the iboga, and I ended up totally surrendering. I realized that there was something there for me, something so far from my understanding, something so far from my culture, but there was something that I needed to know. So I completely relaxed and trust that there was a reason that I was there. From that point on, I purged. I went through a detoxification, and my whole body was cleansed of all the pharmaceuticals I'd ever taken, birth control, anything I'd ever put in my body that was not natural, as well as, you know, alcohol or drugs, anything. And I went through that aspect of it. And then after that happened, I went through a psycho-spiritual aspect where it showed me my mind, and it showed me that there was things inside my mind that I was keeping in there that weren't true. So it helped clear out any false beliefs. And then it also helped confirm truth. So any truth that had passed through my mind, it confirmed it one after another after another. I was just like, wow. So it totally cleared out my mind, cleared out my body. And once that had happened, then I went on a spiritual journey, and I was able to travel, and I traveled to the stars, and I traveled to the moon, and I met my ancestors, and I ended up in a dialogue with my ancestors that was guided by the shaman. I asked them questions about my life and about what I needed to know about my past, any childhood traumas, anything. I did a full life review. I went through a physical healing where the iboga was also healing my back. I had back issues from riding horses. I had whooping cough. The whooping cough, eventually, 4 days later, it left. So I went through this physical healing. And then when I was with my ancestors, they were telling me just what I could do to follow my passion. And so it was really, really beautiful. There was so much in that journey. I mean, I could go on and on about it, but it woke me up. It really woke me up to the truth of my life and the truth of the life that I'm living in, and that we are here to live a happy life. Like, our natural state is a healthy state. And so that's what it showed me. And it showed me that we have the ability to heal ourselves. It was quite a beautiful experience. And also in that, I was able to travel back in time to find out ancient truths. That was my experience.
That's quite a metaphysical experience.
Big time.
That's amazing. For a lot of people, their first is like, whew, like that is what they remember really crystal clear. And it sounds like for you, that was one of your first metaphysical or spiritual experiences. So what is iboga and how does it work?
Iboga is from Central West Africa. It primarily grows in Gabon. It's spread to nearby countries. We work with the second layer of the root bark, and we use it in a ground form. And it's a very, very, very powerful spirit. This is a spiritual plant. There's a hierarchy in the plant kingdom. Different plants have different strengths and purposes, and they do different things for us humans and animals. The iboga is something that's been around since the day of humankind, since the beginning of time, and it can help us to do so much.
Yeah, that was getting on to my next question already. How can iboga be helpful, and for whom? I think you've talked about how it can be helpful in many different ways through your own experience, but tell me a little bit about for whom would iboga be useful? What kinds of people might get the most use from this plant medicine?
Well, you know, it's easier to talk about what it's not good for.
Okay, that's fine too.
But it's really beneficial for anyone who is looking to awaken spiritually, and anyone who's looking to heal their body, heal their mind, clear their mind, have a full reset. It's a rebirth. It works on all aspects of our being, physical, the spiritual, the emotional. Iboga is for everyone, but it's not for everyone. And what I mean by that is it's a calling that comes from deep within inside. It's not something that you go and do for fun. It's something that you do with a lot of intention, and you feel very called to work in particular with this plant. You will know this because you will be drawn to it, like me, without really knowing anything about it.
Yeah, I know for myself, I've never been drawn to plant medicine really before now. And I spent a month in Peru a few years ago, and there was every opportunity to have an ayahuasca ceremony or the other kinds of plant medicine down there, San Pedro. But for me, when I met you and heard about iboga, and actually Hannah, who introduced us and who's a dear friend of mine, was the one that first told me about her experience with iboga through you. So hearing her experience, I was like, oh, wow. And then like meeting you, I felt a connection with the plant and really wanted to try that. So it is interesting what plants reach out to what people.
Yes.
You know, I have friends who have really deep connections with ayahuasca. Yes. And it seems like it's normal to not be called to every plant medicine or no plant medicines. So,
that's right. Yeah. Yeah. There's so many different ways to awaken.
How are you working with Iboga now? What does that look like for you? And what does it look like for our listeners? You know, what does the ceremony look like and entail?
Iboga ceremonies happen here in Costa Rica at our retreat house once a month. We have 4 or 5 guests here at a time. So people fly into the Liberia, Costa Rica airport. We pick them up from the airport, bring them back to the center, get checked into their room, have a nice meal, get settled in, have an orientation, have dinner, and then the next day, after a good sleep, start to prepare for the ceremony that night. Sometimes on that day, we'll have a spiritual shower, weather permitting, which is a ritualistic cleansing at the river to let go of any negative beliefs or negative attachments or energies or anything, and to invite in what a person wants to call into their life. Then from there, they'll have their last meal of the day at lunch, and then the ceremony will begin that evening, usually about 8 o'clock. And we start out by a fireside where we sit around and we talk about universal truth, and we talk about the medicine itself and how it works in the body and what a person might experience. And we all stay close together for the entire time, and the guests take the medicine. And then at a certain point in time, they may feel like they want to lay down. And so we have mattresses available for them, and we will guide them to their mattress. Sometimes it can be difficult to walk on the medicine. They get to their mattress, and we make sure that they're comfortable and they have their water and everything that they'll need. We're there all together. And there becomes a certain point in time when the medicine will really start to kick in the body, and it will be a person will be able to be guided. So we have a guidance aspect where we guide people through a life review. We do a whole body scan. We will guide people to meet their ancestors, ask them deep questions. So the guests will write out questions and give me a piece of paper with their questions on it, and it will guide them to have an interactive dialogue with either their own spirit, or it's a very lucid experience. It's not like dream state. It's very clear. The ceremony goes through the night and into the next day.
Right.
And and the whole next day is an aftercare day where then the guests go back to their room, and they're just relaxing in the room, and we're bringing them smoothies and food. We have really great access to really wonderful food here, and we accommodate most diets and food preferences. And people have a day of aftercare. And then today, as you know, is an integration day. So this is the third day. This is when the guests are still integrating everything, but they're able to be out and walking around and enjoying beautiful Costa Rica. Today is a day where we take guests to the hot springs and see, you know, the wildlife in Costa Rica. And then that's typically the shorter program, and then guests leave the next day. But most of our programs are actually the 8 days. So people will go through 2 ceremonies in an 8-day period, in kind of the same ceremony, aftercare, integration day, and then ceremony again, aftercare day, integration day, and then departure.
I had my ceremony yesterday and the day and the night before that. And for me, just a little bit about, you know, my ceremony and my experience, I'm a really grounded person, and I like to be attached to the ground. It's not often in my life where I experience feelings of being high, sometimes natural high on life. You know, if I'm really excited or playing in various situations, I've never been attracted to drugs most of my life. I've been high off marijuana a handful of times, and it's not something I particularly enjoyed, like that feeling. But my experience yesterday and the night before was just unlike anything I've ever experienced before. I felt extremely high, but like not in, I mean, the only thing I have to compare it to is marijuana, and it was not in that sense at all. Mm. It was very comfortable and very clear, and it was hilarious. It was so funny.
Yeah.
The spirit of Iboga, it seems humorous and like it wants you to laugh. And yeah, that, you know, those are my initial thoughts about it. And I was surprised at this level of awareness and excited and humor that I was able to maintain for hours. I mean, not sleeping the whole night and then not sleeping the whole next day, but feeling great and feeling fine and getting all this insight. So for our listeners, like, that's a little bit about how the feeling of a BOGO was for me, you know, and that's not even getting into all the insights and all the amazing information that I got on that.
Absolutely. And there's actually a message that I would really like to get out there that's really important, because there's a lot of stuff on the internet about Iboga. And actually, the truth is that most of the stuff that you'll read online about Iboga is actually about ibogaine, which is an extract of Iboga, and it's primarily used in drug detoxification. So for somebody who's on a spiritual path that is not in addiction and they're considering to do Iboga, they may feel calling to it and they may go online and then read all these stories that sound really challenging, like really challenging experience. And often what people are reading about is, because Iboga is so powerful in detoxifying a person's body, that when a person is cleansing themselves of all those toxins, that it's very hard on their body. And so they document an experience or speak about an experience of them going through a drug detoxification. So there's that aspect of it. And then also with the alkaloid, it's also a very different experience. We work with Iboga in its natural form, and we work with the spirit of the medicine. I'm trained in a shamanic way, and we do everything with intention, and we set up the space. I've received the codes from the tradition in order to call in the spirit in a safe way and work with people in a safe way. There's preparation that comes for it. You know, the way that you and I got to know each other before you ever had took Iboga. And that's the way that I work with people. I spend time getting to know them beforehand so that when they come here, they're comfortable and they have a good experience. And we bring a lot of humor. And that's our intention, to be able to heal with humor and to be able to transform in laughter and play. And so also that's something that is unique to the space that I hold. There's other providers out there that are doing a great job and I'm doing it with humor as well too. But those are all different aspects that contribute to, you know, an enjoyable ceremony.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm really glad you brought that up, because a lot of people wouldn't know, you know, we'll just Google Iboga, you know, and everything, and all these things will come up. And that happens with anything that you're looking, whether it's spiritual or a healing modality, and you'll get all kinds of stories about everything. But thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, I recommend that, if somebody is, like, through listening to this, they're feeling called to work with the medicine, do yourself a favor and be careful what you're looking up on the internet. And even if you want to find some good resources, I'd be happy to share them with anybody who's interested in knowing more about it and getting reliable information.
Well, on that note, how are you able to be reached? What's a good way for folks to look you up if they're curious about Iboga?
So Iboga Love, that's what we're called. The URL is ibogaretreats.com. You can also get to us through ibogalove.com. My email address is julia@ibogaretreats.com.
That's great. Is there anything else coming up right now about other things that you wanted to share about Iboga or ceremony or your story or anything?
Well, you know, often a question that comes up is about the medicine and the quality of the medicine. Mm. And we take a lot of care in sourcing our medicine, and we import it from Gabon, and it comes over here in a very special way. And the medicine that we work with is shamanic grade medicine. So this is nothing that anyone could ever order online or even have access to, unless they've been initiated into this tradition that carries the medicine. Is called the Bwiti, and they're from Gabon. And unless somebody has been initiated in Gabon or is related through marriage or blood, they wouldn't have access to this quality of medicine. So it's, you know, going back to what you're saying, the difference between, say, for instance, ayahuasca. We're here in Central America, and ayahuasca is very much readily available. You can grow it here, and this is something that we bring in very special for these ceremonies. I also just wanted to let you know that we love to work with people who are in transformation, who are leaders and are looking for their life purpose, or they know their life purpose and they want to be of service to the world. This medicine can help a person to tap into their superpowers. This medicine can help a person to live the life that they want to live. I'm Canadian, and I've been living here in Costa Rica now for 10 years. Almost immediately after I had my iboga experience, I moved down here right away. So passionate about it. And, you know, I've worked with close to 2,000 people here in the last 10 years, helping guide them through their iboga journey. 10 years ago, if you would have ever asked me that, you know, would I be living in Costa Rica? I now have a young child and living here, and I'm creating my life and my dreams here in this country. And I've watched a lot of people come through and be fully activated and have a full reset or rebirth and get connected with their passion and really start to live out their lives and really be able to make a difference in this world.
That's amazing. What are two or three things that iboga has really solidified in you or taught you that has helped to change your life?
Well, it helped me to embody the experience that the single best medicine in the entire world is happy thoughts, and that I have the full capability to heal myself.
Those are huge.
Yeah.
Just those two are huge.
Right.
Yeah.
And kind of with that is that our natural state is of joy and exceptional health, and we're capable of so much more than we know. It's unbelievable what we're actually capable of from how we've been raised and taught what is our potential. Our potential is so much greater than we even know.
That's really powerful. Thank you so much for letting me talk to you today. And this has been a tremendously life-changing experience for me. I know that already. I'm still kind of, I don't think in shock is the right word for me, but like I'm definitely still integrating this experience, and I'm really, really excited about all the things that came through, all the amazing information that came through, all the laughter that came through. I haven't laughed that much since, you know, actually I talked about a few episodes ago, talking to this woman, Grania, when I was, you know, seeing John of God in Brazil, and she's hilarious. And I think I'm just so thankful that laughter is coming into my life over and over again the last few months. And I just, you know, I can't impress upon the listeners enough how funny and joyful this ceremony was for me. So I'm still integrating, and I'm so grateful to you for providing this experience and holding this sacred space for me. Just this whole experience means the world to me. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. All right.
It was really wonderful getting to talk to Julia in depth about her work. My experience in these ceremonies was incredibly life-changing for me in ways that I'm really still coming to understand and integrate. I'm really excited to see how this experience impacts and shifts my life and my life direction, because I truly feel like it was a huge turning point. If you're interested in Julia's amazing work with iboga, or if you feel called to this particular plant medicine yourself, please do check out her website or get in touch with her with your questions. I'll be discussing my own experience of the iboga medicine ceremonies I took part in an upcoming episode of bonus content for our Patreon supporters. So if you'd like to hear more about what this experience was like for me, now is a great time to join as one of our patrons. Speaking of patrons, we'd like to thank everyone who signed up to support the show in our first 2 months. Alexa, Aries, Audra, Becky H., Becky W., Bill, Carlos, Colby, Crystal, Donna, Liz, Ellen, Eric, Guy, Hannah, Josephine, Julia, Kia, Miranda, Rebecca, Stephanie, Steven, Takanari, and Zebulon. Your support means so much more to us than you know, and it helps to ensure that we can keep making more episodes and speaking with more amazing, interesting, metaphysical people.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. You can find out more about Julia Malone and iboga via ibogaretreats.com, and can find links to that site and other resources on this episode's subpage on our own website, letsgetmeta.com. In our next episode, Ren interviews psychic medium Deborah Diamond. Like what we're doing and want to support our show? Join with all the other lovely humans that have signed up on our Patreon. Search for Let's Get Metaphysical on Patreon or visit our website for more information. Let's Get Meta is a production of the HANA Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniacci. Audio editing and production by Zoe Ravenwood of Hatfish Digital Media. The voice of the credits is me, Aries. This episode's music was The Spirits of Life by Magna Ingris. Thanks for listening.